So why is it so important to understand correctly what is our mind? Can you understand what we are learning? We're learning that our mind and our body are two completely different things. They work together at the moment, for example, our mind and this body. But, Geshe-la says, from this explanation about the mind, every part of it, the nature of the mind, empty like space, always lacking form, shape, color, function to perceive and understand objects, and in particular, the three levels of mind, we can understand clearly that when our body ceases, our mind does not. It cannot cease. It cannot cease because it's not any part of our body. From this explanation about the mind, we can understand clearly, through logic, through inference, the existence of our future lives. So although we can't see them, we can know from the process of sleeping, dreaming, and awakening. But there's a connection with this life that when the death time comes, the same process of dissolution will occur, but our mind will leave this body and new appearances will arise. From this explanation about the mind, we can understand clearly the existence of future lives. This is so important, this understanding, because at the moment, and one of the reasons we're unhappy, why we're anxious, why we have so many negative minds, is we're fixated with this life alone. If we understand that there are lives coming after this one, a very beautiful new determination appears in our heart. I must prepare. I must use my time in this life to prepare for beyond the end of this life. Do you know what such a person is called? A person who's living their life with an awareness of what's coming after death and thinking how to use their life in the most meaningful way to prepare for the happiness after the end of this life. They're called a spiritual person. When we use the word spiritual, Geshe-la once said, spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. What does spiritual mean? So maybe we put on a dating website, spiritual person looking for long-term relationship. You can tell I have great experience in these things. So, often we say, oh, I see you're interested in spiritual things, spiritual things, spiritual things. What does spiritual actually mean? It means that we're concerned, we're thinking. We have such a broad mind, thinking beyond the end of this life. That's what spiritual means. So, an understanding of the mind leads us to such a happy, meaningful life because we become a genuinely spiritual person, thinking beyond the end of this life. So Geshe-la says, we can prepare now. So at work, at home, relaxing with our families, everything is normal, but we have an awareness of how we want to behave and live this life, knowing that future lives are coming because we understand the nature and function of the mind and its different levels. We can prepare now for the happiness and freedom of our countless future lives through practicing Buddha's teachings, Dharma. There is no greater meaning than this. If we want our life to be full, meaningful, to die without regrets, to die with a joyful, happy, peaceful mind, we use our life to prepare. There is no happier, more meaningful life at work, at home, than having this intention. Our present life is one single life. It can end tonight, next week, next year. Future lives are countless. Therefore, there is no doubt future lives are more important than this life alone. So all of this, amazing. It's like a whole, it's like our horizon shifts from fixation with the things of this life to thinking beyond the end of this life and using our mind day to day to collect in our heart everything we need for happiness, peace, joy in those lives, and freedom from suffering.